Again, welcome to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And preaching tonight at Vespers is Julie Runingshear, a pastor here with her family from Connecticut, whose family includes Jonathan, our musician this week. Tonight in worship, we remember St. Lawrence, who was a third century deacon and a martyr of the church. His feast day is actually August 10th. But we're going to remember him tonight just because. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Faithful God, you called your deacon Lawrence to serve you with deeds of love and gave him the crown of martyrdom. Grant that we, following his example, may fulfill your commandments by defending and supporting the poor, and by loving you with all our hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We sing in the blue with one voice, 783, 783, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Reading from 2 Corinthians. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, God scatters abroad and gives to the poor. The righteousness of God endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Word of God. Word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And a reading from John's Gospel. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Word of God, word of life.
On this day where we celebrate the Feast of St. Lawrence, the choir is going to sing for you, "Soon It Will Be Done," as we remember the hope of new life for all martyrs and for all of God's saints, which includes all of us.
Tonight I want to tell you about Larry, who would have appreciated the message of that anthem. Larry was a former Roman Catholic who attended my church. He's about 40 years old, loved rock and roll, his wife Anna, and his mother's Italian cooking. He was also a paranoid schizophrenic. Everyone at church knew him. most kept him at arm's length. As pastor, I met with Larry about once a week to discuss his troubles and to pray. One day, Larry came into the church office all excited because he had a new necklace. And as he showed it to me, he showed me that on the necklace was this medallion of St. Lawrence. Well, being a Lutheran, I wasn't very educated in saints, so I said, "Who's St. Lawrence?" Well, Larry didn't know. All he knew was that someone had told him that this amulet would protect him. So I decided I was going to look it up myself. Here is what I learned. St. Lawrence was a deacon from the 3rd century who lived in Spain. His job was the administration of all the church's goods and caring for the poor. St. Lawrence lived at a dangerous time for Christians, under the persecution of Emperor Valerian. Valerian had already exiled wealthy Christians and people of power, and he was systematically killing deacons and priests. In fact, he had already killed Sixtus II, the Pope. Now, Lawrence was Sixtus' right-hand man, and so he was called before the Roman prefect. The prefect demanded that all of the treasures of the church be brought to him and turned over. Lawrence pleaded for 3 days in which to gather these treasures. And during that time, he began to distribute the wealth of the church to the poor. Then he returned to the prefect with a small delegation. When the prefect ordered that all of the riches of the church be turned over, Lawrence turned to his small group of beggars and poor people and the blind and the lame and the sick, and he said, "Sir, these are the treasures of the church." And of course, he was sped immediately on his way to his martyrdom. Well, let me tell you, when I read this in my little saints book, I was so excited because to me, Larry was one of those guys that was in the delegation, one of the sick people who was indeed the treasure of the church. I had experienced his treasure. When we knelt at communion together, when I saw his childlike trust in Jesus, when he would belt out songs to the oldies station. But there were also times when it was hard for me to see the treasure that was Larry. Larry got into my personal space. He smoked like a chimney and smelled bad. His worries ate up a lot of my time, and he gave me way too much information about his personal hygiene. Sometimes Larry, in my mind, was more of a problem than a person. And so this past week, as I've been here at Holden and chewing on our theme about the treasure in clay jars, I have been wondering exactly what this treasure that we have in clay jars is. For me, the story of St. Lawrence is a reminder that we don't always recognize the treasure in our own midst. The fragility and brokenness of our own lives and of those around us puts us off. We keep people at arm's length because we don't have the patience or the faith or the courage to look inside them and to see the treasure within. But when we do let ourselves get close to those weak jars, beyond people's problems and failures, we see something unique and beautiful. For Larry, it was an incredible faith that he carried with him every day. For him, Jesus wasn't just an afterthought or something he came to on Sunday morning. He needed Jesus all the time, and he knew it. When we would pray together, I'd often feel like I was not making any difference whatsoever because he was just as sick one week as he was the next. But when we prayed, Larry believed that it made a difference. He trusted that God would hear our prayers and would act. Larry humbled me because in his suffering, Larry managed to muster more faith than I had in my health. God's power was living inside Larry's broken life. That is the treasure that we have in clay jars. God's power lives in us. Jesus lives in us. Jesus did not come in strength or popularity or success, but in human weakness, in broken vessels like you and I. And because he was broken, he could reach the broken. Because we are fragile, we can touch those who are indeed as fragile as we are. When I saw Larry again, I told him the story of St. Lawrence. And I said, "Larry, you're the treasure." And he looked at me with a blank face, as if he had known that all along. I guess I was the one who needed the reminder. The reminder to treasure the things that God treasures. To treasure people who are broken. And to treasure myself as a broken pot and a blessed vessel for God's healing grace, good news, and strength. Let us pray. God of clay jars, God of treasure, we bring our whole selves to you. Our imperfection and fears, O Lord, we give to you. Our gifts and our dreams, we offer you. Remind us of what you treasure, O God, that we might treasure it too. Lift us and fill us, that we may share the incredible power of Jesus' life with others. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
So, being the musician, even when you're married to the pastor, sometimes you don't get the gist of the sermon until later in the day. So at 4 o'clock, when I knew what the sermon was going to be, I said, "Oh, there's a song we have to do tonight. It's called The Treasure Is You by Stephen Curtis Chapman." So we're going to sing that, and eventually, I suspect you'll know the chorus, and you'll want to sing it too. Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that heartsick look in your eyes. You hide it very well, but I've got the same disguise. I know from all you see around you, you feel worth a very small price. Though plain and ordinary, but there's a pearl inside. And if you look in the mirror in the light of the truth, you'll see there's really nothing you could say or do to make you worth more than the one who made you. You are the treasure, worth more than anything under the sun and the moon.
God's greatest treasure,
the treasure of you,
the treasure of you. The rich man treasures gold and silver, the wise man his knowledge of truth. Some will hold to memories, and some will cling to you. But to the one who carved out the oceans and painted the stars in the sky, you are his prized creation, the apple of his eye. There's no one else in the world who could take your place. Just the thought of you brings a smile to God's face. God loves you with amazing grace.
You are the treasure worth more than anything under the sun or the moon. God's greatest treasure,
the treasure of you, the treasure of you.
So take a look in the mirror in the light of the truth.
Oh, yes, it's true.
See, there's nothing more you can say or do.
God loves you. You are the treasure. You are the treasure
worth more than anything under the sun or the moon.
God's greatest treasure,
the treasure is you.
You are the treasure
worth more than anything under the sun or the moon.
God's greatest treasure,
the treasure of you.
Worth more than anything under the sun or the moon.
God's greatest treasure,
the treasure of you,
the treasure of you, the treasure of you, the treasure of you.
Treasure. You are the treasure. Treasure. You are the treasure. Treasure. You are the treasure. Treasure.
To love and serve.
Thanks be to God.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that heartsick look in your eye. You hide it very well, but I've got the same disguise. I know from all you see around you, you feel with a very small price. So plain and ordinary, but that there's a pearl inside. And if you look in the mirror in the light of the truth, you'll see there's really nothing you could say or do to make you worth more to the one who made you.
You are the treasure,
worth more than anything under the sun or the moon.
God's greatest treasure,
the treasure of you, the treasure of you. The rich man treasures gold and silver, the wise man his knowledge of truth. some will hold to memories, and some will cling to you. But to the one who carved out the oceans and painted the stars in the sky, you are his prized creation, the apple of his eye. There's no one else in the world who could take your place. Just the thought of you brings a smile to God's face. God loves you with amazing grace. You are the treasure worth more than anything under the sun or the moon. God's greatest treasure, the treasure of you. The treasure of you. So look in the mirror in the light of the truth.
Oh, yes, it's true.
See that nothing more you can say or do.
God loves you.
You are the treasure worth more than anything under the sun or the moon. God's greatest treasure, the treasure of you. Worth more than anything under the sun or the moon. God's greatest treasure, the treasure of you. You are the treasure worth more than anything under the sun or the moon. God's greatest treasure, the treasure of you. The treasure of you. Yeah, that treasure of you, the treasure of you.